Hi, this is Chance Kelly, and you're at FringeTelevision.com.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for participating in today's call. Welcome. This is, as Shannon mentioned, the Fringe conference call with series star Anna Torv. After a two-month preemption, Fringe returns to all new episodes this coming Tuesday, April 7th at 9 p.m. following American Idol. The series will run 6 episodes uninterrupted the rest of the season until our season finale on Tuesday, May 12th. Without further ado, I'd like to just open up the call to questions for Anna.
Our first question comes from the line of Mike Hughes with TV America. Please go ahead.
Hey, Anna, I really enjoyed seeing the soft side of Olivia in this first episode coming back. Kind of tell us if you're prepared for that with these two kids you were acting with here, the niece and then the boy that was found. Did you do anything special, like talk to the kids ahead of time or anything like that to kind of get to that side of her?
Well, particularly with Spencer, who plays the younger guy in A Child, he was just like a dream of a kid to work with. And you kind of, I mean, I don't know. I hate it when people talk down to children. I just loved him, actually. I think we got on really well, and I think it kind of shows in that episode.
Yeah, it does.
No, apart from hanging out like you would with a normal actor or being there when they call action.
Roughly, how old is he?
I think he's 10.
Okay.
10 or 11.
Okay. One other thing, a totally different thing. Yeah. Since you were here last, we got a chance to see the first season of Mistresses on BBC America. And your role there was fascinating. And I was just wondering, particularly the romance scenes you had with Shelley Kahn, I mean, what was that like to film those scenes?
I don't know. It was like any romance scenes you film with anybody. I was blessed with Shelley, who's like a really beautiful actress and a beautiful woman. And we kind of had fun. We just, you know, went about our business like you would shooting any other scene, really.
Okay, cool. It was fun. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Blair Hagata with E! Online. Please go ahead.
Hi, Anna. What will we discover about Olivia's past?
We slowly start to discover some, you never know what I can and what I can't say, but we sort of to discover some things that sort of happened to her when she was really little that she doesn't really remember. That you kind of, they start to kind of, you start to see the stories or the lives of like Peter and Walter and Olivia kind of begin to interlace a little bit. And you sort of see how, you know, how their paths have kind of crossed before.
Do you think that they could be related?
At this point, no, I don't think so.
Okay. Do you know who or what the observers are and what the motivations behind them are?
Do I know who the observers are?
Yes.
Like, meaning where they're from or what they're...
Yeah, anything about them?
No, but we're shooting at the moment the final episode, and we're sort of starting to get a little bit... We're sort of starting to get more of a glimpse into what their function is.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
That's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star 1 at this time. As a reminder, please limit yourself to one question and one follow-up question. Our next question comes from the line of David Martindale with Hearst Newspapers. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, Anna. I love the show. You're really wonderful in it.
Thank you.
At my softball game last night, I think I saw the observer milling around the concession stand, and I was very concerned. Yeah.
The football game wasn't, not so long ago.
Yeah, there you see, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
Which do you enjoy more as an actor and even as a viewer? When you get to an episode in which Olivia gets lots of action, fighting, gunplay, and so on, or when the crazy science elements of the show take center stage?
Well, I love it when I'm in motion. I love doing the sort of the rough and tumble, running and gunning. I know that, when we're in the lab, that I just get to be the question machine. I get to watch the boys sort of have fun. It becomes, you know, the Walter and Peter show. So that's, I don't know, both for different reasons.
Uh-huh.
I don't know which would be my favorite.
Okay, cool. Do you like doing scenes with the cow?
Yeah, I don't get to do that many scenes with Gene, unfortunately. Usually it's Walter kind of milking the dog. Peter giving him in trouble for having her, in the lab.
Is it just hysterical when the cow is on the set?
So usually when we have the cow on the set, we also have a whole lot of other animals because we're, you know, in some laboratory. You know. So there's always the wranglers that bring her on, you know, sometimes bring a treat. We'll have monkeys or little hairless rats. So it becomes a menagerie.
Wow, that's funny. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to come back with more questions.
Okay.
Our next question comes from the line of Anna Ben Yehuba with U.S. Weekly.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. I was wondering, how is it now that your husband is not on the show anymore? Did he distract you when he was on the show or boost your performance?
Well, all the scenes that we had together were kind of like odd anyway. We were always in dreamscapes, or we were always, you know, like not quite sure what reality we were in. So I don't really feel like we actually got a chance to kind of really play opposite each other. I was always, you know, asking if he was a ghost, and he was always sort of just saying, no, I'm not.
So are you happy that he's not on the show anymore, or would you rather him stay?
I don't know. I don't know really. I don't know. I guess we'll see what they decide to do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Shane Singh with TV Guide magazine. Please go ahead.
Hi, Anna. I have two questions for you. The first one is, now that Fringe is being broadcast in Australia, and I know that you kind of bounce back and forth between New York and your homeland, how is the reaction there?
Well, it was sort of on for a little while, and then it went off, and I actually didn't know that it had gone back on again. But I haven't been back since we started shooting the show, so I don't know. I know that my mom's thrilled.
Okay. And what are some of your favorite characteristics about the character of Anna? What about her do you really kind of like to explore?
Character of myself or of Olivia?
No, as the character. What parts of her?
I'm trying to think what are my favorite parts. But she just kind of, I'm in awe of her sense of duty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes really played a character where I kind of go to work and I sort of put her armor on, you know, her suits and, you know, she wore and her badges and her gun. And I like that. I don't know what my favorite bits are. I guess her sense of duty, like her absolute, ability to kind of like honor her word, and I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Stacey Harrison with Tribune Media Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for talking to us today. I was wondering, the show, yeah, as from viewers' perspective, it's been interrupted a few times, and you know, it can be kind of hard to catch up. But what has that been like production-wise? Have you had stops and starts, or have you been constantly filming? Or?
No, we've been constantly filming. We shot the pilot in Toronto at the beginning of last year, and then we had like a month where we waited to see if it was going to be picked up. And then when it was, we shot, with the exception of like a 10-day break over Christmas, we've been shooting nonstop. But yeah.
Okay, and one of the things about the Harris character, he was, you know, when he was first brought in, there was sort of mentioned that they had a history together, he and Olivia, and that hasn't been brought up much since then. Is that something we're going to see in future episodes explored?
Yeah. And we actually shot an episode. We actually just finished shooting an episode last week where we do go a little bit into the Harris character, and we kind of find out what side, you know, he's on and what his motivations really are.
Okay, thank you.
He pops back, yeah. I love Michael Guest.
Our next question comes from the line of Joshua Maloney with Niagara Frontier. Please go ahead.
Hey, Anna, thanks for your time today.
Fine, hi.
I really enjoy the show. I'm wondering, I know you can't say a lot about plot points, but looking at the final scripts and filming the final episodes of this season, what sort of is your reaction? Are you surprised? Are you excited? Can you tell us a little bit about sort of, you know, your feelings reading those final scripts?
Yeah, I'm really excited. And things kind of like, I think because we're gearing up, you know, to the, you know, for the end of the season, we sort of started to, I guess, things sort of kind of started to get a little bit more cemented. We had an, we shot an episode a little while ago, one of like the last ones, and actually directed by Akiva Goldsman. And I think that kind of like pushes us into a different, not into a different world. It sort of like pushes us a little bit deeper into some of the things that we've been touching on, and we're shooting this season final at the moment, and I'm really excited. Like, I'm excited at the prospect of where the show could go. We're lucky enough to shoot, you know, a second season. I think it's going to be really great.
All right, I want to follow up on what one of my colleagues asked you a minute ago. You know, in terms of the long pauses between the episodes. I mean, you know, I know it personally as a fan that I'm going to have to go back and sort of reference the last episode before we go into the next episode a little bit, but yeah. Do you think it sort of has stunted the show's momentum, or do you think maybe it's, you know, alienated fans at all having these long breaks?
I don't know. I hope not. I really, really hope not. I don't know. I think that I think we're kind of lucky in that if you are following it, there are things to follow. But if you are just kind of like, if you are dropping in, I still think that you're going to be able to get your head around it. You'll be able to grasp, you know, where we're at. I don't know. That's sort of like decisions that are, you know, way above me. And I've been on a couple of different shows that have had really big breaks and then come back and have, you know, hasn't affected it at all. And that it has, so I'm really hopeful that people, you know, tune back in and, you know, finish the journey with us.
Right, me too. All right, great. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Ian Spelling with sci-fi.com. Please go ahead.
Hi there, Anna.
Hi.
Other than meeting your husband on this thing, how different has the experience, the Fringe experience, been versus whatever expectations you had heading into it?
This is what I'm expecting. I don't think, I don't know. It's been, I've never done anything quite so ambitious and so, like, so kind of, you know, like the plot-driven. And when I say that, I mean, like, the stories and the cases that you're covering and, you know, the, I don't know. It's not what I expected at all. It far exceeded my expectations.
And then Kurtzman and Orshi have said that they're gearing up at some point to get Olivia and Peter together. How eager are you to see that happen?
Well, a couple of episodes ago, he was chatting up my sister, so I don't know how they're gonna resolve that. But I certainly hope they wait until that's sort of sorted out.
Is it something you're eager to play? Is that a beat that you're interested in as an actor in playing?
No, I think I hope that they sort of stretch it out as, you know, for as long as possible. I think that's what makes it kind of fun when it's like, oh, are they or aren't they? What's going on? I think they need to be a few more close calls before they, you know, start heading down that track. Because then you got to break up and get back together again and the whole bit, right?
Good deal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Adam Morgan with Fringe Television. Please go ahead.
Hey, Anna, what's been your favorite scene to shoot so far, and why?
Oh, what's been my favorite scene to shoot so far? This scene is so long. See, I never know what I can say and what I can't say as far as what's been aired. But I shot a scene, actually, you'd think it would be some big explosive kind of scene. But we shot a scene recently that was actually in just in Walter and Peter's hotel room. And in it, Olivia's just discovered some things about her past and some things that Walter is connected to. And I feel like I loved shooting that because it was the first time that I felt like Olivia really kind of like inched her way into that dynamic of like Peter and Walter. She's kind of on the outside and they've got their things to deal with and she's kind of wrangling them constantly. But this sort of like gave me, and I hope that it continues, just a little kind of glimpse into what could be like having, you know, realizing that it's all kind of a little bit entwined. Therefore, there becomes like a little bit of just that little bit more kind of conflict, like really emotional conflict between them. And I think that's fun, particularly because these are like, you know, it's just that three, they're just central three. Really actually love shooting that. But I can't say anything more because of it.
Okay, and have you enjoyed shooting in New York? And what are your thoughts on the potential move to Canada?
I have. I've loved shooting in New York. And, you know, it's the same way that we felt after, you know, we had, you know, like an amazing crew in Toronto that broke their backs, you know, making the pilot. But I don't know. I don't know. It'll be really sad to say goodbye to all these guys that have, you know, put in all of their sweat for this season.
Okay, thanks a lot, Anna. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sean Daly with TV Talk.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Sean?
We love the show. I mean, these breaks for my listeners have been a nightmare. But anyway, welcome back. The scenes between Olivia and Nina, those have been great and intense. Are we going to see more of that relationship between the two of you?
I really hope so. I love Blair, and I love the character of Nina, too. There's, yeah, a little bit more. We actually had Blair in the FBI stages for an entire day, which was such a treat. Usually we just shoot these scenes on top of these buildings, you know, so, like, she does all her stuff in one day, and then we say goodbye. But she was hanging about a bit, and she's a joy to have on set. But, yeah, things are starting to fray, and Nina's got a lot of answers.
And also, any thoughts on the first season? You know, we're rolling towards the season finale. Any thoughts looking back? How was the first season for you, and what are you looking forward to in the second season?
I'm looking forward, like, to – I'm really excited to come back with a little bit of perspective. You know, you're working, and so you're so in it, and your brain – you know, we're doing ADR for one episode, and then, you know, like, the unit work for another and starting up on another with the new. So you constantly kind of have your head over these four things, and it sometimes doesn't feel like anything ever kind of gets finished or completed. And I'm excited to sort of take a step back, actually, and look at what we've done and sort of plot out where everybody is now at the end of it.
Very good. And any thoughts about who should play William Bell?
I don't know. I don't know. We keep putting names in the hat. I don't know. I'm excited to see what way they end up going with that, because he could kind of be. I just don't know what way they're going to go. I'm really, really, really excited. I hope we really do get to really meet him.
There you go. It's a great show. Again, welcome back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Steve Ramos with TV Zone magazine. Your line is now open.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for taking the time to do this today.
I'm fine, Steve.
And I wanted to find out, first off, what were some of the initial challenges acting-wise you found stepping into this role, and how have you seen Olivia further grow and develop as you've gone on in the series?
There's an art to it that I haven't mastered yet of kind of like following the trail, you know, and yet still maintaining a sense of character, but yet having your focus so totally, you know, like on we need to find this, we need to find that. Like, I haven't done anything with such momentum before, and that's been challenging. Also, you are constant, you know, you're dealing with, you know, different events and different happenings each week, keeping that in your head and knowing, you know, what, that's been kind of tough. I think now we're getting to the end. I think that's where we're really kind of, I think it's taken Olivia a little bit of time to kind of find her place in the world too. I think she had lived like a life that was a very, you know, systematically, this is where we go from A to B to A to B, and everything was kind of neat and ordered and organized, and she kind of knew who she was and where she was. And I think that really that's actually where you met her in the very, very, very first, you know, like couple of scenes of the very, very first episode. And I think it took her a while to kind of get herself back together. And I think by the end of this season, I think she's definitely, I think she's definitely a different person, and I think that her sort of objectives are different. I don't know. That wasn't really there. She always was it.
No, I understood exactly what you were saying. In addition to your work on Fringe, I'm thoroughly enjoying your performance in Mistresses. And if you don't mind, I just wanted to ask, as far as that character is concerned, what maybe, not only were some of the challenges playing that role, but what maybe did you enjoy most about playing her?
About Alex? I guess it was like a while ago. I have to get my hair. I don't know. I loved Alex. She was just so, she was so kind of hard in the beginning. I loved that. I loved the beginning of that. I loved it. She was just like self-righteous, harsh, like, I don't want your, inevitably actually ending up having a heart kind of broken.
Right.
You know. Also, that was like, that was a nice little journey. It was like a nice little 6-episode arc, and you knew kind of where she was going, so you could kind of plot that out. You could be as harsh as you wanted, knowing that you were going to get cut off in the end.
Listen again.
But I thought that was a beautiful series. I mean, Shelley Conant, Sarah Parrish, and Sharon Smallmill. I mean, all those women, all the great. It was pretty thrilling to be cast.
Well, again, I thought you did a great job in the series. Really did. And listen, continue good luck and success with Fringe.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our next question comes from the line of Wendy Disdain with Fox 6. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. One of the things that I love about watching the show is all the great computer-generated effects. What's it like as an actor to be working with all these things that will be put in later?
Well, it's kind of like a half-half thing. What you we have like amazing special effects guys that do a lot practically. So, you know, you'll be looking at these bodies or these guts coming out or. And a lot of it's kind of done with prosthetic and actually looks incredible, actually, you know, on set. And then then they go in and add it and make it really, really special at the end. So you're always kind of a bit, wow. But there's not that much that you're using. There's not that much that you don't have any visual stimulus at all for. A lot of, you know, it's like a real team effort.
Well, I have to admit that some of them I just get really grossed out. Is it something that you have to deal with on the set that, wow, that was shocking?
Yeah. It's some of it's awful. I can't, we have an episode coming up. I'm not sure how many weeks in, but coming up, it hasn't been aired, where there's a crash and we end up with these bodies in the lab. And we find these things in these bodies. And when you see that episode, they were really in those bodies. that was revolting. I don't know how the guys actually ended up coping with it. Actually, one of the funniest things, this isn't gross, but you go, what show are we working on? I walk into the lab to do a scene, and we've got these, you know, three bodies lying in these body bags that we eventually open, so there are actors in there. I walk in and there's these three, you know, young kids lying in these body bags with, like, one, you know, one's lying with just their head and hands out reading a book, totally mental. The other's got an iPod in. Like, well, blood splattered all over his apron. You're like, what is this show? Hanging out on.
Okay, thank you for taking my question.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Meredith Werner with IO9. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks so much for doing this. I don't know if this has been mentioned before because of the late coming in, but I'm curious if you talked about there's been hints of you possibly having, like, clapper superpowers. Will you be investigating yourself? Are we going to go? Are there any more things that were done through Olivia that we don't know about?
We do start to find out what was done to her when she was little, and we also start to sort of figure out what I think that the episode with The episode where she turns the light box off, that's been shown, isn't it? Where the ability, when you find out that she maybe has with Jones, and you sort of start to delve, we do get to delve a little bit into that to work out why she has that, and if it's a superpower or if it's something that's been done to her. Yeah, we start to. I'm terrible at these plot questions because I never know how much to give away or not. So it sounds like I'm being really shifty, but I'm not. I'm just trying to compute what's illegal. No, not illegal, but what's...
I totally understand. It's also, sometimes it seems like there's a pushback at the FBI office against Olivia, but yet at Massive Dynamic, it's such a more embracing place for her, especially with the female CEO. Is Olivia struggling with, like, gender politics at all?
I don't know, and they never make any kind of issue about it, which I've been constantly really... impressed and happy about, to tell you the truth. She's never got, the most that she'll ever say is like, yeah, I'm sorry, I wear my emotions on my sleeve sometimes, but she never says, is this because I'm a woman or ever, anything like that. And I kind of, I like that that's not an issue, actually.
Me too. I do too. And I look forward to seeing more of your possible superpowers. So thank you.
Yeah, possible.
Next question comes from the line of Ramsey Eisler with IGN. Please go ahead.
Hello, Anna. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
I was wondering if we're going to see a follow-up story on Olivia's stalker stepfather.
I'm sorry, you kind of cracked up a little bit when you were asking that. Could you ask you again?
We're going to see a follow-up story on Olivia's stalker stepfather.
Not yet. No.
Yeah. I guess my next question is, what was your favorite episode of the show so far?
My favorite episode?
Yeah.
I really loved filming Bound when she gets you know, kidnapped, and then she wakes up, and they're giving her a spinal tap, and she sort of wakes up and breaks out, and that was just so fun because it was so clear and concise, and it was like, it was just on the move, on the go. You know, she gets out, then Harris arrives, and she's like trying to find this, and she's put away. It was just bang, 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 bang. I found it really easy to follow, and it was kind of energetic, and I really loved filming that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Troy Rogers with thedaledfolks.com.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. With the press release for this episode, it said there's a resurfacing serial killer. I'm just wondering, can you tell us anything about how he displays at least one of the bodies? Because it's publicly, right?
Because it's what did you say?
They do it. He does it publicly, doesn't he?
Yeah. He calls himself the artist.
Oh.
And he sends invitations to his artwork, which are always displayed in public places. Kind of really creepy.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
Yeah.
You also mentioned that you like the running and gunning aspect of the thing. What parts of the science side do you like?
I love the stuff that kind of delves into like moral and ethical dilemmas, like what people's boundaries are, what's appropriate and what's not, how far do you go in order to find like an answer, and particularly with, you know, with the Peter Walker and Olivia, it's always sort of changing. Each week one will be a little bit more gung-ho about wanting to get to the bottom of it no matter what it takes, and I sort of that's probably the bit that I like most, actually.
Okay. Now, also, is there anything about Olivia you don't like or would like to see evolve over time?
I would love, and I don't know where they're going, so this is purely conjecture. This is just my... I love, and actually that ties in with your other question with the science stuff. Like, I love it when it really is, like, fringy science, and when, one of my favorite little bits was really, really early on where
Peter and Olivia are going, and they find this girl strapped to a gurney, and Olivia runs off, and Peter's on the phone to Walter, and he's getting, you know, phone books and speakers trying to pump this girl's heart back up and using kind of what's around. And I kind of guess I like Olivia when she becomes a little renegade, when it's kind of like not by the book. She goes, okay, bugger it, I'm gonna do it this way. I like it when she gets, you know, a little bit kind of not quite as straight-laced as she is most of the time.
Excellent. One more quick thing, a little off topic. I want to know, what was it like shooting the Pacific with Spielberg and Hanks?
I only had a little tiny part in that, and it was I'd been in the UK and I went back to Australia to do it, so it was lovely. We shot it in Melbourne, and but I didn't get to. I think the guys had, like all the boys, I think had just an absolute ball because they all got to go and do, you know, boot camps, and they were out and about. But I did all of my stuff on a soundstage, you know.
That's kind of fun. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Daniel Feinberg with HitFlix.com. Please go ahead.
Hey, Anna. Thanks for doing this call. Going back to what you were talking about earlier about sort of the long duration and hoping people come back, without spoiling anything, what would you use as a pitch to bring people back into the show?
Well, I think particularly if you have been watching it, we really do start to pull ideas from previous episodes, and things kind of start to come together, and not necessarily the way that you would expect them to. There's definitely you feel the momentum of the show kind of like coming to a climax, and if you've been watching and you like it, then I think it only gets better.
And how about if you haven't been watching, what would you say to bring someone in who just has been, you know, skipping it so far, but can they still get in now?
I know, yeah, absolutely. Now's your chance, right? Well, it's still sticking very much to, you know, the, and I know this was, you know, with, I know that JJ has been saying this for ages. This is absolutely a show that you can just start watching. You're going to catch up. Like if you the first episode back, you'll catch up. You'll understand who everybody is, and because it works on a couple of different layers. There's the overarching mythology and little bits and pieces that come in, but then there's also a story that's like, you know, for that particular episode. So I don't think there's something for you all if you're just tuning in, or if you're a previous viewer. I think you'll enjoy it. I think. That's a terrible pitch.
You know, you gave it a shot. Thanks a lot.
The next question comes from the line of Brian Gallagher with MovieWeb.com. Please go ahead.
Hi, Anna. I was just curious if there are any new guest stars you want people to see in these last few episodes, and also, do you guys have any plans for Comic-Con this year?
We just did a Comic-Con not so long ago in New York, which was great fun. I'm not sure when the next one is. But hopefully, if we're still on the air and we're invited. And reoccurring characters that pop up. Harris comes back. I love Harris. I think he's a really cool character. And we sort of find out a little bit more about him. And also, David Robert Jones kicks back in, who is the scientist that we met in the German prison who escaped. We see a little bit more of him. I'm trying to think of reoccurring that have already appeared.
Just like guest stars that like might be like notable.
Who have you had come in? I can't think. I'm so sorry.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Elise, your line is open. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi there. Sorry about that. My line cut out. Lost has seemed to kind of gotten lost in itself. Is Fringe going to get so caught up in itself that you kind of feel like you're lost in a web, or is it going to, will there be, is the whole storyline plotted out?
I don't know how much of the storyline is plotted out, but I know, and I've said that before, and I say that because I know that the guys creating the show are adamant about it not getting totally convoluted, and have been from the start. That's like part of, I think that was part of the game plan in the beginning, is that we would manage, and I think that we are managing really, really well to kind of straddle that procedural and serialized drama, so that yeah, you can, you're not, if you miss an episode, you're not going to be lost.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks,
everyone, for your time today. That's all the time we have for with Anna. We so appreciate you being on the call today, and thanks very much.
Hi, this is Chance Kelly, and you're at FringeTelevision.com.